Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we're going to get to a fun little thing here in a second, but we got to remind you, the last person who's going to qualify to go see Benson Boone is coming up on today's show. No one else can give you a code word. And by the way, we see you, texters. You're guessing.
Yeah, they are.
Stop the guessing. You don't know the word coming up. You don't.
Yeah. You could never know.
You can't.
Yeah.
Could be a beautiful word. Could be.
Stop.
A magical word?
Stop.
All right. So that's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Airfare, hotel, and tickets to see Benson Boone. We're giving that away, or we're at least announcing a word after 5 o'clock. We need to do Let's Learn.
Yeah, I feel pretty dumb these days. I'd love some new information.
Do you have anything in your head without looking down at the stuff? Like, okay. Aaron has brought together a bunch of things, like thought starters, but like, do you have anything in your head that you think would impress people to go?
My favorite, and I don't know where I learned it, so I don't know if it's true, is that every day the popcorn sales at Disneyland pays for the fireworks that they use.
Like, I've heard that before.
Wow. And that Disney is the second highest, gunpowder, explosive, whatever.
And only, who's number one? The military?
The military.
Wow. Could I ask? If you're going to Disneyland, are you buying popcorn?
I think you do. Obviously, you must.
I think about the Disney pickles all the time.
I think about those, and I think about the churros. Popcorn doesn't even cross my mind.
It's just something, when you're standing in a line for 90 minutes, it's just something you can have on you. I feel like popcorn's just a good thing to have. Do you want to, you are Aaron GPT. Do you want to look that up to see if it's true? Or we're doing Let's Learn.
Which one?
The popcorn one. I want to know the popcorn one. You don't have one, Eric. I can see by the blank stare.
No, there's wind going through these ears right now.
Like, the one that I always go back to is the word 40.
Doesn't have a U in it?
No, is it the only word that is alphabetical?
Yes, it's the number that is in alphabetical order. F-O-R-T-Y.
Right. And it's weird that it doesn't have a U in it as well.
For someone like you, I can imagine it would be weird. Yeah. No, I get it. Do you know, I don't want all number. Please don't just call with number facts, but what is the first number? If you're writing the names of numbers, like 1, O-N-E, 2, okay. T-W-O, what's the first time an A appears?
100 and 1.
Here's the thing. That's not how you write 101. It's 101.
1. Thousand?
Yeah, you don't say and. You don't. Did you just say 7?
No, I said 1,000.
1,000 is right, yes.
How did you hear 7?
It's what it sounded like to me. Either. I don't know, because it was the gushing wind from your ears.
There's so much
There's nothing happening in my brain right now. Like, I don't know why. I can't fathom a fact for you.
Could you even look down at the piece of paper in front of you and read one that interests you?
I could do that.
How
yeah.
about while you're looking at those, we want to take calls from other people who have an interesting factoid in their head. Blow our minds with Let's Learn. 303-222-5423. You can text that number with your fun facts or you can call.
I've got one.
Okay.
And it's related to errands.
Okay. Oh.
Inside Disney World, you can have your colonoscopy.
You actually can't. That's a lie.
You're the one who printed this.
You put this it was in the print that you guys put together.
But you don't think it's real?
No, I did. I did chat GPT it.
You can't get a colonoscopy?
No.
Where could you have gotten a colonoscopy? Is it like it's a small world?
No.
Yeah, they're really small. They just go on in there.
I think Walt like had a doctor when he was there on site. So like he did.
May 29th, 2024. You can now have your colonoscopy inside Disney World. Okay. So what this is telling me is that maybe they did this once.
Maybe.
Okay. I'll give another one that's on here that's not food or Disney related. So we get people to not call with just those things. A cloud to ground bolt of lightning carries between 100 million and 1 billion volts. And it can reach 50,000.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't either.
I can get real specific on how much it is. It's actually 1.21 gigawatts.
Gigawatts.
All right. When is...
You guys are fired.
You're fired.
It's the second time I've quoted Back to the Future to you morons.
Sure. I just... I 1.21
gigawatts?
I got it. Okay.
1.21 gigawatts?
It took me a second. The wind was blowing...
Okay.
I got there.
How about this one?
How about it?
If you shaved a tiger, the stripes are still there. It's
I
not different colors
know
of hair.
That I like that.
The stripes are like fingerprints. Their markings are unique. Like the stripes are still there.
I don't know that I like that.
Yeah. Speaking of hair, have you ever heard this one? Like, is this true? God, I need to know. Like polar bears aren't white.
No, that's the reflection.
Like polar bears, if you shaved them, I think they're black.
But their fur is white.
Oh, something's weird. Something weird about
there
it.
What? Yeah, maybe.
There's something weird about you guys. We need you to call because everyone on this show currently is bag of hammers amount of stupid.
Polar bear fur is transparent and hollow.
Oh,
so wait. It appears white because of
there
the light.
Is. Yes, the fur isn't white. It's actually clear. They're white, and it just like looks white.
What is going on?
Okay.
Well, I got one for you.
Okay, let's go.
Elvis Presley was turned off by women with big feet, so suck on that.
Suck on the big feet?
Well, he wouldn't, so.
Okay.
Why is that in our information?
I don't know.
The bark of a giant redwood tree is fireproof.
Wow, that is interesting.
There you go.
You know, Slacker, you strike me as the type of person who would get into Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah. I've never solved one, ever.
Ever?
Ever.
If done perfectly... Any Rubik's Cube can be solved in 17 turns.
I think my fiance knows how to do that.
There's a YouTube video where it's like left side, yeah, top, right side backwards or something.
Yeah.
And you just do that like, and then it's just done.
The average human manages to consume 430 insects every year of their lives.
Here's what I think is going on. I think most of the ones that Aaron got for us are not correct. Because I remember
you just
people
have
always
to
do
believe
the,
that can't be true.
Yeah, it can't be true. No, because like it's the same one where it's like in your lifetime you'll swallow like while you're sleeping 25 spiders. And it doesn't spiders aren't stupid. They don't go in your mouth.
Spiders are definitely stupid.
No, they're not. They're
very
smart.
They crawl around your house and they're like, "I can't get out."
There was one like when I was growing up on the farm, there was like one spider that could like it made messages in its web.
Okay, Charlotte's web.
All right, this was fun.
It's called reading books, not just watching movies. Okay, right. Boom.
Here's the deal. We're hanging on by a thread today.
Yeah.
So we need you to be the entertaining part of what happens next. If you've got some stupid fact that's actually true.
All right.
We call it Let's Learn. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You know what we forgot to do?
What?
Forgot to sing song. Let's learn!
Oh. Let's learn!
Let's learn! That's it.
Let's learn!
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're doing stupid information you have in your head that would be interesting to us. almost everything we said a few minutes ago has been proven to be factually factually incorrect.
I still think the polar bear thing was right, although we did have a guy, his name's Vuta, say that polar bear skin is black.
See, that's what I said.
You said the fur was black. So the fur is transparent, but the skin is black?
I thought the skin was black, but I just don't understand how then...
Yeah, I don't know that I'm comfortable with that. If that's
translucent... And that's because you can... They get like yellow and green. I don't know. But that's
yellow
just,
and green?
That's not. That's just from the outside, from the world. Not like they're polar bears. They're fur.
You good?
Yes. There's pictures of them like more of a yellow tone and more green.
I've never seen a green polar bear. What in the world are you talking about?
I will show you a picture right
Someone
now.
Someone did text in as well, though, and say polar bears are actually black. They look white because of the reflection in their fur.
The reflection of snow?
Understand. Green fur.
What
Aaron,
the
ChatGPT can make anything.
This is just Google.
Yeah, that feels wrong.
Okay, it is wrong, and she's just making crap up.
Okay.
Scott.
Yay.
Let's learn. What do you know that we don't know?
Well, you probably know it anyway. I just had it cross my mind. It's almost impossible to keep your eyes open when you sneeze.
Almost impossible or actually impossible?
I mean, you could probably be partially open. Otherwise, I think your eyeballs would pop out.
I see. I've heard that.
I remember there was a Mythbusters episode on it, and they took the clothespins and like tried to keep their eyes open.
That sounds dangerous. They tried to.
I don't remember
like,
the results.
Eye speculums and like did
well,
the.
Well, no, they just like. The upper lid to the eyebrow.
Okay, it is possible, but it requires fighting an involuntary reflex, which means basically impossible.
How could you? Yeah, because you're like, you're like, but
you're
I don't think your eyeballs
your
would
inside.
Actually fly out of your head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll find out.
How are we going
to
find out?
We'll find out.
I just sneezed so hard before we did this, but like, Melissa.
Yay.
Let's learn. That's where you sing again.
Let's learn.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
We're learning.
Okay.
Did you know that the Three Musketeers and the Milky Way candy bar were made in the same factory and their wrappers got switched?
Okay. I think we need to explore
this. Say
that
again.
Okay, so it makes sense.
The Milky Way bar.
And the Three Musketeers, like, they were like, okay, you make a bunch of those, you make a bunch of those, and they switched it on accident, and now we just, we know the Three Musketeers. But, like, the Three Musketeers is two things, nougat and chocolate. The Milky Way is three things. It's nougat, chocolate, and caramel. So it makes more sense. The, like, nougat and chocolate looks like the Milky Way, kind of. And then... The three great tastes together would be the Three Musketeers. And we're just all like,
oh, well.
Duh. We just eat it because we're like, these are great.
I haven't even had any of those in a long time. Those.
You're missing out.
I definitely am.
I do think Three Musketeers is overrated. It's not a good candy bar to me.
It's delicious.
No, it's not. It's missing. It's missing the caramel. Mm.
It's missing a third ingredient.
Yeah, it is. God, I had forgotten about that one, but that one's genius.
It makes sense.
Can you go to the Mars factory and maybe they'll tell you, or are they hiding it? Is it a secret?
I've been at a Hershey factory, but not the Mars factory, so I can't tell you.
Oh, okay. If anybody's been to the Mars factory.
Yeah, we'll find out. Apparently we're sending Aaron there.
But you're Aaron GPT. Why have you not tried to look that
up?
She
is trying.
I have it right here.
She is trying.
And?
Yeah, it looks correct.
Wow.
For real? That is true?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't it a mind blower?
Hold on. I read further.
Oh, Aaron.
It looks like a myth because they're, I don't know.
Could I tell you one on text?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
strawberries are the only fruit with the seeds on the outside.
Strawberries are not a berry.
Well, fruit.
Because they're fruits on the outside.
They're seeds.
Or, sorry.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Not a lot of smart people in this room right now. John?
Yay.
Let's learn.
Let's
Jesus! Come on!
I'm reading the text!
I just told you what we're doing!
Try again!
John!
Yes.
Let's learn!
Okay.
Oh, let's learn. Okay, here we go.
Okay,
so
go.
The factoid I just heard, it's maybe a little dubious because I did hear it on a radio program.
Yeah, and if it came from this
thing
one,
is,
it's not true.
But it's not going to sound true. It sounds crazy. And they put it this way, there is 2 to 3 times more water underground than above ground. And above ground includes all the oceans. So there's more water underground than in all the oceans and all the lakes.
I believe it because I think.
What?
I think if you drill far enough anywhere, you'll hit water.
No, but then the liquid hot magma would be cooled off.
Yeah, that's below that.
And are we talking sea level? So anything below in the ocean below sea level counts as under?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Well, there's some people who are smart, and then there's me.
Oh, my God. Okay. Time for news or no.
Can you sing today?
Hack's not here,
make
so I will
louder,
sing.
Please.
News.
I meant the news. But okay.
No. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
What?
Friday edition, everybody.
Oh, what?
Friday edition. Let's go!
Oh.
No, you don't understand. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Let's go home.
Let's go somewhere. Let's go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Welcome to the program!
Welcome to the program. Thank you.
Taylor Swift shared some news, and I'm going to be honest with you, as a Swiftie, I have mixed feelings.
Mm.
It is the official release party of a showgirl. It is going to movie theaters only October 3rd through 5th. So you have the opening weekend, the release date, the release weekend of the album.
Like the whole, but you can't, you just get the album on Apple Music or wherever
you. It's not just the album. I'm going to read you what she wrote. I hereby invite you to a dazzling soiree, the official release party of a showgirl, October 3rd through 5th, only in cinemas. You'll get to see the exclusive world premiere of the music video for my new single, The Fate of Ophelia, which I think Travis Kelce said that's one of his. No, he said Opalite is his favorite. Okay.
Has she released any songs yet?
No.
No, yeah.
Not even the one they shot the video for?
So that's what this is.
And we think this is. Like, this whole album is going to be this, but this is poppy as hell, right?
Yes. Okay. Which is, with the name The Fate of Ophelia,
it feels tortured poets more.
Along with never before behind-the-scenes footage of how we made it. So it's going to actually probably show us the dancers, the people didn't have the music
in their ears.
So that's kind of cool. And then she says, cut-by-cut explanations of what inspired this music and brand-new lyric videos from my new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
It's free to attend this, right?
No.
Showtimes may vary, so check your local listing. Tickets are limited and available. Blah, blah, blah. I just don't. This feels like, and my best friend, who's also a Swiftie, said it best. This feels like a meeting that could have been an email. This feels like a movie theater thing that could have been a really cool YouTube video.
But she wants more money.
But I don't understand. You're so rich.
I honestly think what it is we saw a lot of people who didn't get to go to the Eras tour.
Yeah.
And I could see her kind of feeling bad about it and wanting to open up more opportunities.
But this is just silly. Yeah, this isn't the Eras tour.
No.
Now, will I potentially go? Maybe.
Potentially?
No, but it's me and my fiance's anniversary weekend.
Have you met you?
But it's our anniversary and his birthday.
Yeah, but then go. You won't go that day. You can go. You said 3rd through the 5th, right?
Right. So I guess I have to go on the 5th. 3rd's his birthday. 4th's our anniversary.
Okay.
I'm going to be tired by the 5th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. I actually genuinely don't know if I'm going to go.
Something else is happening the 6th, but I don't remember what it is. It's fine. I think there's something in my life happening that day. I just don't know what it is. Potentially for that too.
No,
something's happening. Like, I know.
Sorry. I don't know what we're talking about.
Something's happening on the 7th.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So maybe we could all go together.
On the 5th?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be more fun than me going alone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Does your fiance will go?
He might.
If he loved you, he would.
Okay.
No, this is almost right.
Yeah. Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I...
You seem like a person who doesn't have a story. Do you want me to nope you?
I have one. I don't... Where do we go from here? And we do not talk politics on this show.
I'm going to nope you if you get any farther along.
If half of Ben and Jerry's leaves, what do we have left?
Which... Their reason for leaving is quite political, right?
It is. Yeah. And that's why we're not. But
we're not going to talk politics.
But do we have Ben? What do we do with Ben?
We eat it. I mean, isn't it going to be the same?
I don't know.
Because it's like, Coloradans, can you help me out? Because I don't know what happened with La Loma, but I think it was part of the divorce. And so like the one that just opened in the tech center is called La Loma. But it's not related
to the other one?
No, I think the couple split up.
Oh,
and like so a couple of the restaurants are called something else. Like the new original location, which is across the street from the Brown Palace downtown. Yeah. I don't think it's called La Loma anymore. It's called something else.
But it's still basically La Loma.
So it's still like the same food. And that's what the reason I'm bringing all that up is it's like, I think you're still going to get Cherry Garcia, even if it's just called Ben. Or Jerry.
I think it's still going to be called Ben and Jerry's. Jerry left.
It just feels wrong to be like, my ice cream is named Ben.
I think it's still going to keep the name Ben and Jerry's because they got bought out by a company and that's why he's leaving. They were bought out a long time ago. That company said you can continue to
speak on whatever.
And now that's decreasing. But like, and that's why he's leaving.
I think you can just let it go because do you know the other ice cream fact? Haagen-Dazs isn't a thing. Haagen-Dazs isn't a place. It's not a word in
Swiss. It's just gibberish.
They just made it up.
What?
And we all go like, oh, Haagen-Dazs is so French, or it's so made in Switzerland.
German.
It's made up. It means nothing. It's just killer ice cream.
Huh.
So just.
All right.
I haven't had Haagen-Dazs in years.
Yeah.
You know what I did?
What?
I Googled.
Do they make the Magnum ones, the popsicle? Like, stop! That's what they're called. They're like the chocolate covered.
Okay. The Magnum. The popsicle itself looks like it's going to cost you a lot of money.
The box looks rich. You bite in and it's like,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I read it and ChatGPT'd because I didn't have time to go to Little Man.
Mm.
And I was like, without salty Oreo, what is the best cookies and cream ice cream? And over, they did blind taste tests.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we are way off topic
here. Yeah, we are.
They did blind taste tests. You just go up and try every one. Oreo did not win. Oreo's cookies and cream ice cream.
I could see it did not win.
They said it was too sweet.
Yeah.
It had too much of the creamy filling in the middle. Haagen-Dazs won in a landslide. So
Haagen-Dazs cookies and cream?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even think I knew they had it.
Yeah, me so either. Good.
Okay.
All right, well.
Is that all we have time for?
No, I think we can get one more in there that I've wasted all the time.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Miley Cyrus just admitted that she teamed up with Fleetwood Mac's Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood.
What?
For a new song called Secrets, and it's actually about and dedicated to her dad and about them mending the relationship after having many years lost between them. Okay. I haven't listened to the song yet, but...
Because we have to go to a movie theater to hear it?
No.
But it's out?
It's out. There's a music video for it. And she wrote... Oh, where is it? Miley Cyrus Instagram. She wrote about it. She said...
It was like a peace offering, right?
Oh, all right, listen. I've got a reservation at the bar.
This song was written as a peace offering for someone I had lost for a time, but always loved. In my experience, forgiveness and freedom are one and the same. This song is for my dad.
When Erica stops talking, I'll be over at Ocean Prime.
Let's run. Go.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we all ready this time? For the first time in the history of mankind?
Yeah, I'm ready, but I wasn't like 20 minutes ago.
Okay. It's Feel Good Friday, as you can tell by Erica's tone.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Are you afraid we're going to steal your story?
No, I'm not afraid.
Do you only have one, or do you...
Is this yours? You can see
my screen.
I don't know.
I can't read it.
Okay. I have one,
okay,
but
I'll
I have
go.
Backups.
I have a story... about a fire.
He's looking to see if we're worried.
And a dog.
Oh no, not a fire and a dog.
Wait, did this happen in Colorado?
I don't think
so. In Aurora?
It's actually...
Is it a pit bull?
It's actually not. If you okay. look at it, it's actually not Aurora, Colorado. It's Aurora, Illinois.
I assumed it was Colorado.
Yeah, no, it's Aurora, Illinois.
Okay. But it's still a pit bull?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, no, it says American Staffordshire
Whatever.
Terrier.
Okay, can you just tell the story?
Well, she's the one who keeps asking about the breed of the dog.
The video I saw.
The video is everything.
Oh, so good.
So
there's a video.
There is a house that is clearly on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the police, we get to see the dash cam of the police.
Pulling up.
Hauling butt through this neighborhood to get to this house. Then they literally kick the door like off of its hinges to get inside this house.
Oh my gosh.
The house is beginning to fill up with smoke.
The police or firefighters?
This is police because they get there faster than the firefighters because they're like nimble. They're just in a car and a fire truck is like not as easy to get around. They're going through the house kind of shouting, you know, is anybody in here trying to save anybody? And they get to a room with a dog gate on it and there's a dog in there.
What do they do?
They pull the gate and the dog bolts. And they're like, oh no, we're not going to be able to save this dog.
Like, where did it, like it ran because it was
runs
scared?
Into the house.
Oh no, no,
and you're
no.
like, oh no, this dog is a goner. So the police officer follows the dog. It goes to the kitchen and puts its nose on its leash.
Oh.
And the officer grabs the leash, puts it on, and they both walk out to safety.
Most well-behaved baby in the world.
The dog is in a smoke-filled house.
He's like, I need my leash.
It's like, I don't leave the house without my leash.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
And he just walked over and he's like, hitting the
really
leash like,
cute.
Come on, man.
So officer wearing a camera?
Yeah. Yes. So you
oh my
see
gosh.
The whole thing.
It's all right. So cute.
You guys send it to me and let's post it on our story.
It was so touching.
Yeah.
And it's in Illinois.
I just saw Aurora, I assumed. Sorry.
We're not journalists here.
No.
It's not
are we?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Aaron, are you worried I'm going to steal your story?
I have two.
Okay, great.
Was one of them that one?
No.
Okay.
This is a story that is absolutely shocking. So a man was out on a run, and he started having a cardiac arrest.
Oof.
Oh, God.
So he ended up on the sidewalk, unresponsive. It happens that two nurses were heading out of town, like they were going to be off for a week or whatever, heading out of town, and they spotted the man on the sidewalk, and they ran over, and they traded off doing like chest compressions for 5 to 10 minutes,
until EMS showed up. One of the nurses named Grady basically said when they took that man into the ambulance to take him to the hospital, he didn't know where he was going, and he thought there was very little chance of survival. Ooh. He gets back from his trip, goes back into work, walks into a patient's room, and it's the man alive and doing well. And now they're going to go be running buddies.
Oh.
Because he needs a nurse next to him.
He might need a nurse next to him.
He survived.
He only survived. Because
it wasn't your day, man. If a nurse is the first person to find you, it's not your day.
But then by pure coincidence, ends up at his hospital.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Crazy.
Good luck, Aaron, because we've set the bar pretty high on the Feel Good Friday.
I have a story about how dreams never die and they can always come true. There's a man, I don't know where he's from.
You'll probably get it wrong. Just assume it's in Colorado.
Well, I'm going to assume Louisiana.
Okay.
Because this man had a lifelong dream of being a member of the LSU marching band. Oh. If you haven't seen the videos of that, what they
do Their marching band is ridiculous.
I don't know that I have seen the videos.
They do Michael Jackson moonwalking.
Oh my gosh. So
it is
their
formation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
So this man, as a 9-year-old, attended his first Louisiana State University football game, saw that, decided I'm going to do that one day. He's now 66, and he was the oldest person to be a member of the LSU marching band.
They just let him in?
Mm-hmm.
Or was he going to school there?
I don't know. I didn't read that part.
Okay. I shouldn't have asked. You're right.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for a magical entry from...
Magical?
Well, I'm just hoping that we're going to have another one of those. We just had that one really juicy one. What was that, 2 days ago?
No, the last one. Well, kind of.
2 days ago.
The making love all day Christmas day.
Yeah, two.
Yeah. Was 2 days ago.
This last one, he's dating again.
That's right.
And it was February 4th, not January 4th.
Right.
Yeah. And
I forgot to take a picture of that. I'll post it today.
Okay. But now today we know is the entry is going to be on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
She's already unhinged. Here's what I don't understand. Okay.
Tell us.
Are you guys like this? If you can't have a guy, do you want no one to have him?
No.
Or do you want your exes to be genuinely happy?
Absolutely.
I don't always want my exes to be genuinely happy if they were bad people. But that doesn't mean I want them either. I just don't wish them well.
But don't you think she...
I said that way too nonchalantly.
It just reminded me of, wasn't it Cardi B?
Yes.
It was like, I wish you well in hell.
Yes. And that's how I feel about like one in particular. Maybe two in particular.
But like... She screwed this up.
She did.
Yeah.
And then she fell back into bed with him, had this wonderful day, and then picks a fight with him. She's
right. Yeah.
Like, what?
It's not even that she can't have him. It's that she doesn't want him, but she also doesn't want him to be with anyone else.
And that is so selfish.
Yeah, that is toxic.
But don't you think, I'm not trying to be mean, but don't you think that's kind of typical behavior?
No, because you're doing the whole thing that like, that's just how women are. You're No.
I'm going to be honest. I think it's how people are. I'm not even saying women. Because I can, like, when I think about it.
I do know someone in this situation right now, and I have told them a million times, you need to let it go. Let them go, because you're only holding yourself back. And they know. It's just getting the courage to actually do it.
Yeah.
I think my thing is, it's like, I have exes that if I close my eyes, I'm like, I know exactly why I can't be with them.
But when you open your eyes, you're like, but...
I don't want them to be ecstatic with somebody else. I know that's effed up. I know that it is. But I what I was looking for is that I'm not alone. Because that's what I took away from her in the last entry was that like she's like that. She's like, ugh... I don't think she can be with him because she feels so much guilt. But then she's like, damn it. If he turns out happy.
You're not over someone if you're like, but they can't be with someone else. Or you
need to cut the cord entirely.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're talking to Ryder anymore. I used to be really good at that.
Slacker, do you have your diary on you? Should we read an entry from that one
start.
Today?
Once I get enough distance, we can start. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's not about me, it's about her. She's a little bit on the psycho side. Mm-hmm. I'm her
twin brother. I
don't like
that terminology, but okay.
But she's definitely playing the ins against the middle. Like, I don't want to be with him, but I'm upset that he's dating.
Yeah, it's not
like,
fair.
That's...
It's not fair. Also, you cheated on him, so...
Correct.
Yeah, he should be dating mm-hmm. other people.
Sounds like psycho to me, but you whatever.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yes.
February 14th. I'm going to warn you guys now.
Oh,
this is a shorter entry, and I don't want to hear grief about it when I get to the end.
So you can already see the next... You can see the next thing.
Oh, yeah, it's not great. Oh,
for the love.
February 14th. I hate everyone. It's like on this day, everyone got together to decide that...
Good news, everyone. It's actually a long entry because Erica can't read.
It's like on this day, everyone got together to decide to gang up on the single and alone. And I didn't used to be a hater. I feel like she was.
She's always been a hater.
Yeah. I used to bake cookies and give out Valentine's at the bank. Oh, when she was with Mike. Mm. What a sad, empathetic person I used to be. Totally different from the sad, pathetic person I am now. At least then I had hope. And that's it. I don't like any form of Valentine's Day hatred. Even when I was single, I would celebrate with my other single girlfriends or like,
guy.
I think it needs to really be like a self-love day.
I
don't mean that in a weird way. Watch it, Slacker.
Gosh, can you you sound like my 2-year-old nephew who constantly goes, I didn't do nothing.
Did I do anything right there?
Your face said it all.
No, I did not.
I have the camera footage. I'll go back.
Yeah, that's right.
I
can't stand people who are like, I messed my own relationship up, so I'm gonna hate everyone who's happy this day.
Yeah.
Okay, but I even when I've been in relationships, I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day. It's such a corporate.
It feels like a cop out. It's so easy to just celebrate either yourself or your friends or the person you love.
Because you have to get reservations way in advance.
You don't have to. Cook at home. Buy some flowers.
Cooking at home is not enough. The flowers from the dude on the side of the road in front of the gas station always gets like,
maybe you're not dating the right people then.
I'm not dating anyone. That's why when Aaron said self-love, I might have made a face.
There you go.
Okay. Would you be able to tell us without reading the next entry?
I successfully shielded my eyes from the next entry and I have the date.
Okay.
March 3rd.
Okay, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So we get, that's 3 weeks. It's a waste.
That's the thing is, I'm trying to remember when she cheated on him. Like, I think it's been a while. I think she had to, it was in July, right?
Was it?
July of the same year, this past year.
I think so, and I think she had to move out by August 1st.
She did have to move out by August 1st.
Yeah.
So it's like.
So we haven't, but it hasn't been a year they've been apart.
Year.
But they have, yeah.
Because it was with the student, so she was in class with
him. I know,
but
you can't say they've been apart for a year.
Who she was a student with.
Right.
I don't want it to sound like she was a teacher.
But I mean, they slept together all day as recently as December Christmas. 25th. So
I know, but
she doesn't have very much path behind her to look at the road in front of her. Is all I'm saying.
It's been written on the wall since July.
Of course, yes.
Yes.
But then when you spend a day making love, her words...
Yeah.
It's like she
but
can't
then
see
her
that
words
road in front of her.
We're also, yes, you can date.
Yeah. Okay.
My
well,
girl.
We find out what happens a few weeks later, Monday.
The Slacker.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have this idea of something we could do with Thack out, with Thack? You just put it all together. With Thack?
Yeah.
With Thack out of here? I want to do, I know everyone in the room loves Taylor and Trav.
Yeah. Loves.
Yeah. Okay. They love each other. And
wow, do they love each other.
Mm-hmm. But let's pretend that something, a tragedy befalls them and they're not going to be together anymore.
Or we could pretend she never met him.
That seems a little nicer.
Yeah, that one feels better to me.
Wow, I was going to get all the way to him getting hurt.
No. No.
Here's the thing. I may need them to have met for my list.
What?
It'll make sense in a minute. So what I was thinking, everyone got a homework assignment last night.
I forgot it.
Oh my God. And I think any Swifties listening can jump in on this. Pick the top three people from her dating past,
yeah,
which is immense, who she should be with. And she can't pick somebody new. She can't like go from Travis to some other football
Jason.
Player.
Yeah.
Well, he's got the best wife.
I know. But some of these we're gonna have to bend our imagination a little bit.
But so it's gotta be somebody she dated.
Right.
So we're gonna go top three people.
Yes.
We think she should go back to.
Not in real life. We love you, Travy Trav.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because he's a big, big listener of this show.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we pick one that she can never ever
exile.
Getting back together. Is that a Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm not all the way in the camp.
Not yet.
And the way we do this, I think we go bottom three. Like they're ranked. Like we're gonna rank them.
Three. We're gonna go 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. And then never.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a controversial way to like put together.
It's kind of a list.
Dumb things, but this is dumbers.
He says
he's got data and he's crunched the numbers, but he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when we call these lists. It's TX controversial rankings.
Okay, it's the Taylor Swift controversial rankings.
Ours is also a Taylor Swift song.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do we want to start?
Do you want to give your number three first?
I will give my number three that I think will shock the room.
Okay.
Because I think if I know my fellow Swifties in the room, you're going to have this guy on the list.
Let me write mine down so that if it is the one I'm thinking, I can, don't look, Aaron.
Okay. I'm going to say this. I think any Swifties listening who are like, if Taylor's going to go back to somebody, this is the one, you're going to put this guy number one on your list. And he's number three. I'm putting him on the list. But I'm putting him in number three. Harry Styles.
Why number three?
Because he's got to be on there.
He's for sure got to be on there.
Because there was some love there. I really got into it. They didn't date very long.
No, but man, there's a lot of lore that maybe they continued to pine after each other for a bit.
I mean, they're saying it was like
4 months,
even shorter.
I think there's a lot we didn't know, but it was Fast and Furious. Remember when you hit the brakes too soon? 20 stitches in a hospital room? You started crying and I did too.
But is he also back in style or whatever?
Yes, he's absolutely style.
You got that, James Dean.
Out of the woods.
That's what I was quoting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what she was doing. Yeah,
but then there's the photos of them, and who got the band? He was the one who had to get the stitches, and fans met them, and it was like a thing. Like, they were together, but it was always so secret.
Okay.
But most of the 1989 album is about him, yes. Which is hilarious because that's Travis's favorite album.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's a big stan.
How do we want to work this from here? Do you guys want to give your three, or do you want to say where Harry is on your list?
No, I think we say three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You want me to go next?
Yeah, yes. Go.
My three, and this is wildly controversial, but I have thoughts for it. We're talking about if Taylor, as a 35-year-old woman, were returning to an ex, right?
Correct.
I'm going Jake Gyllenhaal.
What?
And I know. But I feel like Taylor at 35 knows so much more. She wouldn't fall like victim to a lot of his BS, and she would change him.
I can't.
I'm breaking protocol. I'm going to break protocol. That's my number one.
What?
Jake Gyllenhaal, if you look at the catalog of music that she wrote about him, hung up on that boy.
She
loved him more than she loved anybody else. Like,
or she was hurt the most by him.
It doesn't matter. Like,
it does matter.
You can't get hurt the most if you didn't love the most.
The songs are dark.
Jake Gyllenhaal is the dark horse. He's the guy. He is... You guys,
you're missing one.
Oh, I got one in between Harry and Jake.
I know.
And can we I think our list, I think you and...
Are like inverted?
I think, yes, I do. Because
no, they're not.
But so Jake, for you, is it the same for me though? Because it like the more I read the songs, I'm like, oh my God. She loved him so much.
I almost
but
wish...
he treated her like shit. He didn't show up to her 21st birthday.
Okay. Hey, listen.
Yeah, sorry.
We're going to run out of bleeps if you don't calm down. So wait a minute.
You need to calm down.
Do you want to give your number three?
My number three is Taylor Lautner.
Okay. Amazing choice. I would say he's somewhere on my list.
I would have him higher if it weren't for the amazing marriage he's in with Taylor
Lautner.
That's
why I think we got to bend our imagination a little bit.
I couldn't quite get there.
You do know that his wife's name is
Taylor.
Taylor as well.
Shut up.
So they are both Taylor Lautner.
And he dated Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And I had him. He's in my, like, almost. He's in there
because
the Taylor squared thing.
Yeah, it was cute.
Is cute. And I didn't realize he still did Taylor squared anyway.
Yeah. He met a Tay. She goes by Tay. He goes by Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go number two? Or
no,
do you want
I can
us
hold
to
it.
Go two since... Look, you blew your one, so...
Okay, here's the thing. Whoa, I almost just blacked out. This has taken so long.
We have to do another break?
We do, because we still have... I mean, I've already blown my load here. Okay. I've done number one.
Gross. Yeah.
Because she can talk about me pooping, but I can't...
I wasn't!
This is where we want you to text in 303-222-5423. If our controversial rankings seem off to you, I love that we both had Jake.
Yeah.
Let's find out who the number ones are, the number twos, and the never, ever, ever getting back together next.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
9.
We're doing a new thing that I invented called a controversial ranking.
Yeah, I bet you invented that.
I did.
And absolutely not the person absent from...
Who's going to defend... Don't defend him. Here's the deal. We're doing who should Taylor Swift end up with if Travis and her are no longer together.
And her only options were her exes.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Because I've also... Like, we're in circle back territory. Like, this is...
You're in circle back territory.
I'm saying that I think maybe Taylor, if this were to fall apart, she might like stop.
First of all, stop wishing for it
I'm not
to fall
wishing.
Apart.
I'm not wishing. But like if it were to fall apart, she okay. might this might be the time when she goes, I got my music back from Scooter. Like she has a newfound respect for things. And like you and I agreed, like maybe Jake Gyllenhaal gets another crack.
I want to make it clear he was my number three option. So who was your number three again?
My number three was Harry Styles.
Okay, mine was Jake Gyllenhaal and Aaron's was?
Mine was Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Okay, so that's caught you up. We haven't made it very far.
Okay, we've already got two of mine.
Yeah, you blew your lead.
Because I have Jake at number one.
Correct.
Would you like to give your number two?
Yes, my number two is Harry Styles.
So is mine.
Oh, I love Synergy.
Yeah.
Why?
He treated her well. He was very respectful after the breakup. Didn't say anything mean about her.
Still speaks highly of her to this day, I feel like.
They were just young love, and I feel like if they were to reconnect, it would be magical.
They are still friends.
Yeah.
She did the whole point of standing up for him when he performed As It Was at the Grammys, and his stage was spinning the wrong way, so it was like chaos. She claps for him. She was excited when he won. And... he also has a lot of songs written about her from his earlier solo albums.
Okay. That's why I had him at number three. I'll give it to you. I don't want to say my number two because I think you're going to be mad at me. You already know my number one is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Crazy.
Okay.
My number two, it's a dark horse.
I swear to God, if you go with the... If you say a name right now, I'm going to come across this room at you.
I'm scared.
It's John Mayer.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. I thought you were going to say someone else. I can come to terms with John Mayer.
You can?
I was
literally trying to get you to punch me with that choice.
Not happily, because he's a garbage bag.
I feel like he has grown a lot.
There it is. Yeah. Aaron gets it. He was a garbage bag.
Yeah.
But I don't know that she could go back. There was, I mean, would have, should have, could have. That song is proof to me that there's no return for
that. And that's how I feel about Jake. That's why I'm so surprised that he's on both of your top
lists. Like, all too well. Like, she loves him so much.
Loved.
Loves him so much.
Loved.
Loved.
Okay. So I think.
Have you listened to Would Have, Could Have, Should Have?
No.
You probably should. It's a bit about a young woman being taken advantage of by. Yeah. John Mayer.
That's the other thing, because so when I was going down this rabbit hole last night, when I saw the picture of John and her, it was striking. He seemed pedophile-like.
Yes.
He seemed way too old for her. But now he's kind of remained youthful and she's grown into a woman. They seem like a better couple.
This is literally
now.
Why men are allowed to date women like 30 years younger than them, but
thank you.
They're only 13 years apart, but she was way too young when they were dating. Like, I think she was 18.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying that. Okay. So who, everybody had the same number two. You two did.
Yeah. Harry Styles.
You know, my number one is Jake Gyllenhaal. Who is yours, Erica?
My number one is Taylor Lautner for the reasons we discussed.
Yeah.
They're also still great friends. He was there for her the night that Kanye interrupted her at the VMAs.
So there's a thing that happened that I wanted to talk to you guys about that I didn't know about.
What?
Like, she sort of apologized to him in a song, right?
In Back to December. Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Oh, you did? Okay, so, and then he did something, like, I heard said something like, he referenced One Republic and did, like, the whole too late to apologize.
I don't know, but he then was in her music video for I Can Something. See You.
Yes.
And it premiered actually at the show that Travis Kelce went to. I don't like that this is all off the top of my head.
No, it's weird.
Insane.
Because you didn't do any research. I did a ton, and you're just pulling this up.
It's really terrifying. Okay. But I just think they're in such a good place. But right, he does have a lovely wife. So
yeah.
But she has Travis.
Okay,
who's your number one, Aaron?
Now we get to choose. who she can never, wait, ever, ever.
Did you give your number one?
Did you not?
No.
Oh, God. Who is it?
Just forget about me.
No, sorry, sorry, sorry. I thought you did.
Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, that's right. You're in love with that guy.
And so is Taylor.
She is not. Hold on. Can you help me out with something?
Yeah.
Was Hiddleston the one? No, it was the other one. No, it was Tom Hiddleston.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I Heart TS.
Yeah.
That makes him off everybody's
Why?
List. Because he was faking it. He did that. It was like press for him.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it was.
It was a really, they were seen everywhere together.
That
Why do you
so
like him so much?
What is wrong with you?
Oh, well, you have Jake Gyllenhaal as number one.
Two
What's
of
wrong
us
with
had
you?
Him high up on the list. We get Taylor more than you do.
I think he was proud. He loved her, wanted to show her off. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
He prioritized spending time with her, traveling together. Yeah.
And it's how long were they together? Not very.
Just a summer, right?
Yeah, not very long.
But it's really giving Travis. If Travis wore a I Heart TS shirt, we would never think anything of it. We'd be like, that's adorable.
He wears her merch all the time, and everyone's like, he's supporting her.
Right.
No, but that looks like PR to me.
No, and it's also British humor.
She also
She's always wanted
ran
a British
away
dude.
With Tom Hiddleston while ending things with Calvin Harris.
Okay.
Oh, getaway car, if you will.
Yep.
I need mental help.
Okay, you do? So it's time for you to give your never, ever, ever getting back together.
And this is who I thought you were going to say, and I was going to come across the table at you.
Is it? Okay.
It's Maddie Healy.
Yeah.
He nearly broke her.
I don't think they were real either.
It was a 10-year on and off situationship.
No.
So many songs now that people thought were about Harry Styles.
Are about
you can
him?
Go back and go, oh my gosh, Maddie Healy had been stringing her along since she was in her 20s.
Shut up.
And then she gets together with him after Joe. Have you listened to the Tortured Poets Department?
No. All the sad crap.
I only knew about dating Matt after Joe.
That's what
oh
I
my
thought.
Gosh,
yeah,
you guys.
I didn't realize this was so long.
What if he's written mine on my upper thigh? Okay, I need you to go back and listen to the Tortured Poets Department and realize it was so much more than a couple months, and he almost broke her, and she had to do it with a broken heart.
Okay. Aaron, who's your never, ever, ever?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. And yours?
You guys aren't going to like it. And it's breaking a rule, but it's Travis Kelce.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Because...
What is wrong with
Because he's way outside her type. And if this one doesn't work, she's never going back. She's never.
Get out.
She's always been with artists.
I don't care.
And now,
get out. Get out. You can't. You hate them.
I don't hate them. I'm saying this will be forever, or this will be
so it's going to be forever. Or it's gonna go down
this
in
whole
flames.
Thing is made up, Aaron. Relax.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we announced something really, really cool, and we think like it's kind of all the way put together now, right? Our little watch party thing that's going to happen.
You're making me second guess it. But
yeah, I'm like, is it not?
Well, I mean, I've heard there's other sponsors that want to come in. Like, we forgot to mention, like, Verizon's involved.
Yeah. Yes, very cool.
So we're going to watch Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm. The premiere episode.
At Duets.
Tap and Grill.
At 24th and Champa.
Wow.
I just listened to the commercial a second ago.
Sure did. Yeah.
So here's the deal. I've never watched the show.
I know. I need you to get on board.
Okay, no, but this is what I'm asking you. Can I just come in blind?
Yeah.
Would it help me? Like, if I just watch an episode, that won't help me. I either got to binge a season or I got to come in blind.
It may be kind of fun for you to come in blind because each season is a standalone thing. Like, you do not have to watch every season. It gets interesting. I'd love to see it through your eyes. Like, you need to go watch the premiere with us, and then I want you to finish the season.
Okay.
Because there's some things that happen every season with contestants.
Why are you being vague? You don't want to blow something
for me? I don't want you to know it's coming.
I don't know what she's referring to?
There's like, so typically the couples
do you
want
to, do you guys, do you want to talk to each other?
Yeah. Should we put the show on pause? I'm not ready.
Okay. Sorry. Hold on. I hit the wrong button. Where is it?
This is so hard.
All we need to do is... You want to come over here and run it, princess?
No, I'm saying it's hard.
Here we go.
Oh, okay. Right, just... Okay, Aaron, I'm talking about, you know, couples who get engaged.
Yeah.
Go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they come back. And then sometimes they have like a big meetup.
Yes, I'm curious how he would react.
And we're back.
Oh, okay.
Did you work it out?
Yeah, we worked it out. So okay. I'm just curious to watch it through your eyes for the first time. It's really exciting. I think you're going to be flabbergasted at what happens.
Can people... Who do you think is going to show up at this event? Nothing but hardcore fans of Love is Blind, because it is a watch party.
Yeah.
But then we're also throwing in
Ed Sheeran
tickets every half hour from the beginning of the show till it's over.
Right.
So, I mean, that could be four pairs of get there at 6 o'clock.
We're like making it rain Ed Sheeran tickets.
And then it's like, before we start the show, somebody, here you go.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran tickets.
And if that person chooses to leave, I'm probably going to...
Yeah, that would be a bummer. I think that even if you're not a huge Love is Blind fan, the fact that you could walk in and go, oh my gosh, that person I used to work with's brother is on the show.
Oh, that's right, because it's all Colorado. Really,
it's all Colorado people. And I found out.
You do know someone?
Yeah.
Oh,
not you directly. Really do? Yeah. There's one guy on there who kept trying to go after my sister-in-law.
What?
Yeah. So I'm curious as to, I'm not going to name him.
Right. Oh, but I can't wait to watch this. Will you tell us?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So that's what's really fun about this. So even if you're not a Love is Blind fan, you could come and play Do I Know Them?
Here's a weird thing. Could they come?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they legally, where are they going to watch it? So this all happened how long ago?
It's usually about a year ago that it usually tapes about a year prior to it airing. So
I'm like, I can't decide if I want to binge or I want to just...
I think you should go in blind.
Okay. So there's going to be food specials, I just heard, in the commercial.
There's for sure going to be drink specials.
There's going to be drinks like that Love they've is modeled blind, after.
Yeah.
Themed, yeah.
There's going to be food there.
Okay. Yes. So how do we get in is the $1 million question.
Ooh. You RSVP, but not yet.
Not yet.
So when are we doing that?
I don't know.
It's next Wednesday, time TBD.
Right. So
you have to listen to the show. Sorry.
And we're not going to tell you. It's not going to be a text thing. Well, okay. Then I just gave it away. But we'll tell you how to, because I think.
Oh.
Guys. What's going on? Get your information right before you just go on the air.
All right, we will tell you.
Okay.
We'll tell you when to RSVP, how to RSVP next week, but leave what date open for the actual premiere?
October 1st.
Duets, Bar and Grill.
Tap and Grill.
Great. Thanks to Verizon.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story about a traffic jam you might actually want to be in.
I've got a story about a man doing not one, not two, but three things wrong.
So any man.
The Slacker Show's stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story's out of Florida. So a Florida man named Larry Ratta Jr., he might have thought that he was Dale Earnhardt Jr. because he was spotted speeding. And when a deputy tried to stop him, he spun his car in a full circle around the cop car and sped off. Let's go, Larry! Yeah, they decided not to pursue him for safety reasons, but they probably should have.
Oh, no.
Because Larry then crashed his car. He had three children inside.
No!
And you think, what's the logical thing to do when you crash your car with three kids inside? Call 911, make sure those kids are okay. No.
Not Larry. That's not what Larry
said,
would do.
You know what, kids? I'm getting you over that 6-foot fence and we're getting out of here.
He chucked these kids over a 6-foot fence.
I'm sorry.
How old were they?
There's no guarantee these were his kids.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a crashed car and a man just hurling children.
Literally. And then he threw himself over the fence to escape. He was Larry. Thankfully caught soon after that.
Oh, Larry.
The three kids were taken to the hospital, checked out, and released. They are okay.
Okay.
Larry was booked on 3 counts of child neglect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And more charges could be filed.
He tossed 3 kids, so that's... Yeah. Okay.
That'll do it.
So don't be like Larry.
Larry, if you're listening, man, I want to party with you.
No.
Seemed like a real fun guy. Okay. My story, not
from Florida.
It's from New Jersey.
Oh, Jersey.
Yeah, it's out there in Jersey.
Where's the beach?
Yeah.
New Jersey. Yeah, I'm with her. Yeah.
Okay, so there was a huge traffic jam
GTL,
out there.
GTL, baby.
GTL. Gabs are here.
That's a good one, too. Never even watched the show.
T-shirt time. I love this show.
Okay, so
well, there's no time for my story.
No, let's hear it.
It's out there in Jersey, and there was a big old truck there, and a truck got in a crash, and that's why there was a traffic jam there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The truck spilled all of its cargo there, you know?
Oh.
The cargo. All the cargo it was carrying. It was carrying, you know, M&M's.
Oh.
And not, you better lose yourself, but like... M&M's.
Oh my gosh. Do you think those people got out of their cars to get the M&M's?
Oh, absolutely.
Here's the problem. Authorities showed up and would not allow them to enjoy the chocolatey goodness. They brought in emergency crews to clean up the wreckage.
Boo!
Boo indeed. Aaron would have made...
Oh, I'm hand-picking up every single one of them. Call me Pac-Man.
They would have been having to shoot her up. In a good way.
All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.